Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I wanted to spend today just kind of sharing my thoughts and my insight in terms of what's happening in Gaza from a spiritual perspective. I understand that some of you listening might be really offended by what I have to say or are disgusted by the fact that I would bring this up on a spiritual podcast. So often people really ask, why are you talking about Gaza? Isn't that political? Or they might say, you're a spiritual person. Shouldn't you be focused on peace, love, and even inner healing? And to that, I say this, because I do consider myself to be a quote unquote spiritual person, I feel the need to talk about what's happening. And this episode is not only about Gaza, it's about how we see the world. And it's about whether our spirituality is even big enough to hold the truth, to hold pain and even responsibility. And it's about waking up and not just to the light, but to our shadow, and even asking, what does it mean to be spiritually awake in a time of genocide, in a time of silence and mass suffering? So I want to talk about that. My perspective, we've really created, I think, in this community, and again, I put quotes around community, but we created a false division. One where politics and spirituality are seen as very separate worlds. This is something I encounter all the time. And this is as if spirituality itself, it lives on a mountain while politics, is just raging on in the streets below. But to me, this split is completely artificial. Everything is political. And I mean, everything in this world is political because everything touches power. And everything is spiritual because everything touches the soul. So when bombs fall on Gaza, when children are being pulled from the rubble, when food, water, and life itself are being intentionally blocked to starve a people, this is not just political violence. This is also spiritual crisis. This is really what I consider it to be, like this rupture in the moral and sacred fabric of the world. And if we are a people who believe in the soul, believe in spirit, believe in love and in justice, then we cannot simply just look away. In many spiritual traditions, bearing witness is considered to be a holy responsibility to see what is real, to name what is wrong, to refuse to be silent when silence becomes complicity. And Gaza is not over there. It's not separate. What happens to one of us happens to all of us. To bear witness to Gaza is to stay awake in a world that keeps trying to lull us back to sleep. The people of Gaza are not numbers, they are sacred lives. They are children who have dreams, mothers who have names, elders with stories, fathers who have names. And every time a life is lost, a part of the soul of the world is lost too. Justice is not a side conversation in spirituality. It's the heart of it. Every mystic, prophet, and even truth teller, you have Jesus, you have Buddha, you have Black Elk, you have Gandhi, Sojourner Truth. They all knew that you cannot love the divine and ignore the suffering of the oppressed. Justice is love in action. It's not abstract. It's not passive. It looks like showing up and speaking out and even risking your comfort. We live in a world where it's dangerous to tell the truth, where calling for justice for Palestine gets you labeled, shamed, deplatformed, silenced, put in jail, everything, that's happening across the world. But if you believe in anything sacred, if you believe in integrity, then you know that standing with the oppressed is not optional. It's a spiritual requirement. Now I really want to speak to my fellow spiritual, metaphysical, and New Age communities because something needs to be said here. There's a deep, harmful pattern that I see time and time again. We all know that it's called spiritual bypassing. And it's when we use spiritual ideas to avoid these very real world responsibilities and uncomfortable truths. You hear certain phrases that circulate in these communities, such as don't give energy to negativity and focus on love and light, and what you focus on expands, and this is not the ultimate reality. And while these phrases are everywhere, and they sound peaceful, but when they are used to avoid the suffering of others, they become a shield of privilege. They're not healing. They're really just denial. And denial does not protect the soul. It isolates it. Spiritual maturity is not avoiding pain. It's staying present with it. It's having the courage to sit with grief, to feel the collective wound, and to act from a place of compassion and truth, not comfort and control. If your version of spirituality can't hold Gaza, can't acknowledge genocide, can't name injustice, then it's not spirituality. It's really this curated bubble. Real spiritual work looks like this: grounding yourself so you can speak up, meditating not to escape, but to return more awakened, praying not to bypass pain, but to metabolize it into courage. We're not put here to just ascend away from the world, as many people in this community would tell you. Close your eyes and pretend like what's happening is not happening because you're in high vibes. We're here, at least we're put here, from my perspective, to help heal the world. And to speak truth in this moment is probably going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your friends, followers, invitations, peace. But to me, it's worth it because there's nothing more spiritual than aligning with the truth, even when it's inconvenient, and especially when it's inconvenient. Gaza is not some trending topic. It's an ongoing catastrophe. And to forget it and to ignore it to me is a major betrayal. To acknowledge it and remember it and attend to it is an act of sacred resistance. So let's be clear here. Mourning for Gaza is spiritual. Donating to relief is spiritual. Sharing the truth is spiritual. Confronting silence is spiritual. Making people uncomfortable in the name of justice is spiritual. Refusing to look away is spiritual. You don't have to be Palestinian or Muslim or Arab or an expert in geopolitics to give a damn. You just have to be human. Or more truthfully, you just have to remember that your spirit is made of the same breath as theirs. So I'm just going to leave you with this. Your voice matters. Your heartbreak matters. Your actions matter. Your refusal to spiritually bypass this moment matters. Let your prayers become protest. Let your tears become action. Let your light burn so fiercely that it illuminates injustice instead of avoiding it. Gaza itself is a spiritual wound, and it calls for spiritual warriors. Not the kind who fly above the pain, avoid the pain, pretend like there's nothing going on because they're so advanced, they've ascended in their consciousness so much that what's happening here doesn't impact them. But to me, it's the kind, where we open our hearts, we open our eyes, we open our hands. And to reclaim your spirit in a time of global violence is not to look away. It's to look directly at the wound and say, I see you, I'm with you, and I'm not going to leave you alone. So, those are my two cents. To me, everything is spiritual, regardless of what people say. To me, spirituality that does not touch the ground is literally just escape. True spirituality holds the world in its arms, even when it's bleeding. Thank you all for listening today.